Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be, my friend? Wow, today is January 18th. This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. Thank you for joining me today. And those of you who are going to be joining us in the future as well, everything is now. So today's topic is freedom. What is freedom? What is it that we are looking for? What is it that we would like to have? Are you free? That is the question of the day. So, my friends, let's talk about this. If you were asked, are you free? What would your answer be? We were talking about this over the weekend, and because, you know, today being Martin Luther King's day, it brings me back to, are we free? Are we really free? And then people say, no, I'm not free. The obvious question is, why not? Because I don't have the money to do what I want. So if money is holding you back, are you really not free? Because you can go, you can do whatever you want, and you don't need the money for it, right? So by you holding the thought that because you don't have enough money, so you don't have sufficient money to do all that you would like to do, you're not free. You're putting a limitation on yourself that you are shackled because you don't have the money that you would like to have, that you would like to spend. But then somebody else says, no, I am not free. And, okay, what's holding you back? And the answer was, I am angry. Ah, what are you angry about? I'm angry that my relationships are not working out. My relationships are, and I'm carrying all this burden of judgment and resentment from many people because of whatever they've done to me. That's right. If you are carrying anger, if you are carrying past arguments, feelings, judgments, whatever it is that you're carrying with you from the past, it's a baggage that you're carrying. And until you release that, they're going to own you. They're going to control you. Unless you forgive them, they are always going to control how you react to whatever they say. Once you stop having your strings pulled by those people who control you, those situations that control you, they are the ones in control of you. You're not free. I read a book once. I don't remember where, but the quote is saving me. It was about a man who was in jail for many, many, many years. But he said, I was free. And the question is, how can you be free? You were in jail for so many years. Mentally, I had open pastures for me to run, for me to ride. I was free. It's all a mind game. If you think that money holds you back, then money is going to have you over a barrel. It's going to incarcerate you. It's going to jail you. If you have others control you, how you react to whatever they're saying. Because, you know, people definitely know the buttons to push to make us act the way it's fun for them at that time. So as long as you give them that satisfaction, you're not going to be free. And It's not them, it's you giving them the control over your life, the control of pushing the buttons for you to react the way you react. So the question is, are you free? Who would you be if you were to let that go? Let the anger go. To forgive those who you hold them responsible for whatever happened in the past. 10 to the power of minus 17. 10 to the power of minus 17. 10 to the power of minus 17 is a tool from Gregory Grabovoi, the Russian the Russian mathematician and physicist. And it takes you back to a neutral point and erases negative emotions and feelings that come up. So if you were to be free by giving up the baggage that you're carrying, judgment, wrong, whoever you're wrong, whoever's wrong you, if you were to forgive them, remember, forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. Because while you carry the torch of anger towards whoever has wronged you, they don't care. They might not even know that you're angry at them. But you know, your body knows. You're telling yourselves and you're telling your body, get angry. Be angry at this person. You know what anger does to the body? The emotion of anger is stored in the liver. What does the liver also do for your body? The liver also filters all toxicity and it really does a lot of work. It helps with your digestion and it helps with your the cleanup of the toxins in your body, of course. On top of that, you shove it with anger. And the liver can only do so much before you have to detox it. Some people have lived angry for so many years of their life that their poor livers are really, really struggling. And it's just about releasing all that. You don't need to carry it in your body. All the feelings and emotions that you ever feel that you do not work out, you stuff it down in your body. You really do. Liver suffers with anger emotions. Kidneys suffer with worry. Kidneys, if you're having problems with your kidneys, it's because you worry too much. Your liver is all about anger. Your stomach is all about nervousness. Whenever if you use the words, I cannot stomach this, then you're hurting your digestive system because you're telling your stomach, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to stuff this emotion. If you have problems with your lungs, it's because there's deep, deep, deep sadness in your body. So when you carry all this baggage, you're not doing anybody any favors, especially not you or your body. Your body needs a break. And you need to release all of this so that you can have more ease with your body and you can be free from this baggage that you're carrying. Once again, it's not about them. Forgiving is about you. And to really taste the freedom, because freedom really is a state of consciousness. It's acceptance. It's forgiveness. It's to be in a compassionate presence, allowance. You can be an allowance of people. You don't have to agree to that, to what they're doing. You don't have to disagree because you agree or you disagree with them. You align to a certain point of view. You can just be an allowance. You can just be, okay. You don't have to do anything. If you haven't, check and see, make a list of all the haves that you have to do. Those are that's keeping you out of freedom. All the haves is holding you behind bars. So make a list of that. Determine how many of those haves can be made into a choice. You can do it if you choose so, or you cannot do it if you choose so. But all the haves, and pay attention to all your relationships and everywhere that you are, you've been carrying this emotion of either anger, sad. One time I had a client and we did a healing meditation for her. And I took her to the place where she could go back and forgive her ex-husband. Her husband. It was an ex-husband. And she was there present with him in the meditation. And she was in the meditation. She was about everything that hurt her in the marriage. And then at the end, she was to say, I'm sorry. I forgive you. I'm sorry for all I've done wrong to you. I forgive you for all the wrong that you've done to me. And that would have closed the session for her. So during this session, she really let out everything she was feeling. But at the end, she could not come to, I forgive you. She could not say the words. In 5 years, and she still cannot say the words. She's not ready to forgive him. But she's not hurting him. He's moved on. He's married someone else now. But she still carries that. Of course, with every relationship goes down the drain, the dreams that you have, the marriage, the possible kids, the possible future. Right? But she was not ready to move on. She's still not ready to move on. So it's something that she's got to carry with. In the meantime, he's happily married. He might even have kids, who knows? You can see that carrying something like this, it's not to your benefit. It's not to the benefit of your body. But it's time to let go. So let's go ahead and do meditation on forgiveness. And so that we can let go of all of that which does not allow us to be free. And as we do this meditation, think of all the everything. Just put in the thought of every word that you have to forgive to anyone for anything. Let it come up to the surface. Okay? So take a deep breath and exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. Pull energies from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Keep pulling energy from the earth. Through your body and out your crown. Allow the energies from the Creator to come and assist you in releasing forgiveness, in allowing you freedom from deep held emotions with whomever and whatever you might have had. this lifetime, other lifetimes. And just allow the energies to come and do their job. Go ahead and lower your barriers. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. It's time to let go of this baggage. Be vulnerable. Now is the time to let go. Now is the time for you to be free. If not now, when? Allow yourself the luxury of being unburdened with this baggage you've been carrying for so many years, so many lifetimes. More than anything, forgive yourself. Sometimes we are way harder on ourselves than we're on others. You are the person you are due to your experiences. Don't shorten yourself out. You have never taken a wrong decision in your life. All the decisions have been to bring you to the now, to the here. And let the energies work on your behalf. And if the people show up while you're getting these energies, just tell them, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. If you have to cry, cry. Don't limit what your response is. Your body is free to do whichever way it wants to express itself. And this energy is your lifetime, future and past lifetime. Everything is happening in the now. Let's go ahead and extend the energies to your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great grandparents. And allow yourself to release everything that you can. Just drop your barriers. Go ahead and unplug from judgment and the collective consciousness that's holding you in, holding you. And plug into love and joy. and everywhere that you're allowing yourself to be, to recognize that freedom is your own sovereignty. You're a state of consciousness. Let it go. Let it go. Let's go ahead and ground the energies. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. And keep pulling energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ready? Rub your hands together and rub your face. Take a deep breath and exhale. One more time, take a deep breath and feel the freedom. Exhale. Take a deep breath. Feel your own sovereignty. And exhale. That, my friends, is freedom. Giving it all up. Giving up all your baggage. All your everything that you're carrying. Forgiving others control of your life. So that others do not pull strength and control how you react. They control how you react. It's your choice, but by not reacting to what they say, what they do, that is a choice, and that is freedom. Wow. That the energies were amazing. My whole face is burning up. Wow, thank you, guys. And thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King. Thank you for bringing freedom to our awareness. Without you, a lot of people will not even think about it, even though it's been many years since you passed on. You're still in our memory. But it's up to us now to truly be free. It's up to us to live the life that we desire with the freedom we are willing to have. After all, it's our sovereignty we are talking about, releasing everything that's holding us captive, that's holding us from being free in this lifetime, other lifetimes. Because everything is happening in the now. Everything is. Oh, one thing. I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but my point of view has always been that whenever we come back to this lifetime, because as eternal beings, we never die. We choose to come back to this planet and be in this reality. But did you know that in some instances, you might choose to go back to previous years, like the 1600s, 1800s, 1900s, even 1400s. Can you believe that? Go back to when there was no TV, no internet, no nothing. Oh, my God. It never even dawned on me that that was possible. But why not? Everything is happening in the now. So, and as infinite beings also, we have been slaves, and we have been slave owners. So that is a lot that we need to forgive ourselves for. Forgive ourselves for having been a slave. Forgive ourselves for having owned slaves. We have been everything. So I hope that you guys use this activation to forgive yourself more than anything else, because we are really good at judging ourselves. really, really good. Which is not a good thing, right? My friends, it's been my honor and my pleasure being with you on this Monday night. And apparently we're expecting some snow over to Wednesday and this weekend, this coming weekend. And what else is possible? I love watching snow, but I just don't like driving in it. So my friends, thank you. It's been my honor and my pleasure. Have a great week and be aware. Goodbye.